Got a little international hockey coming to the Peace region coming up soon. The Para Cup will be happening in Dawson Creek, November 30th to December the 6th. Pleased to be joined on the line right now by Greg Westlake, a longtime member, I guess, of the Canadian National Para Hockey Team. Just first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I don't know why you guys asked for the oldest guy on the team, but I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, you kind of mentioned it there, oldest guy on the team, as you refer to yourself. You've played for the Canadian team at the Paralympics quite a few times, but from what I understand, you retired after the last one, went into coaching a little bit. Now you're attempting a little bit of a comeback for the trying to get in for the next Paralympics. I guess the first question for you here is, how has that kind of preparation been going for you?
It's hard. It's you know, we can't wait to get to Dawson Creek and kind of show our sport to that community and that region. And I think when fans come out and support our team, they're going to see how physical and how fast and how tough this sport is. So it's definitely been tough to get back into it. But, you know, my goal is just for them to not be able to get rid of me. So I'm going to keep trying and keep working away here. It would be a dream come true to make the team for Milano Cortina and be in Italy. So I'm working hard and I'm having an absolute blast. It's a lot more fun being in the room and putting on the gear with the guys than coaching. So I'm having an absolute blast.
And as mentioned, of course, we do have the Paralympics coming up in a few months from now. Now, this event coming up here in Dawson Creek is actually the last big, I guess, international event before those games coming up. So is that kind of an extra, I guess, motivation factor, I guess, for this particular tournament, trying to get a good impression going into the games?
100%. Well, you know, we don't get to play a lot of games in Canada to begin with. So these will be the only five games we play in Canada this year. So we're a very prideful hockey nation. And so we can't wait to get there and get to work and play. But as you said, yeah, it is our last kind of tune-up. So we're out of camp right now and we're working hard and kind of getting all of our systems in place. And we need to test it. We need to go get into competition and play some other good teams and kind of find out where we're at.
Now, throughout the course of your career, you, of course, have won quite a few medals playing with the national team at the Paralympics and World Championships and, you know, various other international events. Now, with some of the, I guess, the younger guys, if you will, on the team, what kind of sort of example are you trying to set for kind of the level of success that Canada's had internationally in para hockey?
Well, I think when you play hockey for Canada, it's a very special thing. And so on one hand, you want to impart the wisdom that winning matters, and we want to be gold medalists. We want to achieve that dream, and it takes everyone on the team to be able to do that. And so you want to get that message across, but at the same time, you really want to enjoy the journey and enjoy the moments and have fun playing the game that you've loved since you were a little kid. And so it's kind of just finding that balance of we want to win gold. We want that ultimate prize because we believe we deserve it and we believe we can do it. And at the same time, you have to enjoy every day of practice. You have to enjoy those gym sessions. You have to enjoy the time on the road and just really come together as a team. So I think when you can find that balance of enjoying the hard work and setting high expectations and goals for yourself, I think really special things can happen.
Now, the sport of para hockey or sledge hockey, for those familiar with the older terminology, obviously doesn't get quite as much mainstream exposure, if you will. And, of course, you got this obviously event coming to the region here. Now, for those who've never been to, you know, para hockey in person before, what's kind of the, I guess, experience like? Like, what could the fans sort of expect to see from, you know, para hockey games, if you will?
Well, I think when you watch it live, it just comes across so much faster. And I think when you come see it live, you're going to see a group of very proud, passionate Canadian hockey players. And it's a full contact sport. The guys can shoot the puck extremely hard. And everybody kind of comes into their first experience watching para hockey. And at first it looks a little visually different, but they start seeing the hits and they start seeing the plays and the systems. And, you know, within 10 minutes of watching a game, everybody just feels like they're watching a hockey game. And so it's our goal to go out there and lay it on the line and give the fans a good experience. So we can't wait to do that, and we can't wait to see the support that we get out there.
Now, we know a lot of times hockey players tend to be little creatures of habit, especially when getting ready for the game. They got a particular routine they got to go through, a particular pregame meal they got to have. But what about with you? What's kind of the pregame routine superstitions, what have for you getting ready for a game?
Oh, man, you're asking the wrong guy. I have a bit of a routine. You know, I take my sticks. I have my coffee. I kind of have a couple songs on the playlist that I like to listen to. But I do grow out the playoff beard. So I got the big lumberjack beard coming to BC and to deal with the weather. So I do believe in playoff beards, good music, and a nice hot coffee before the game.
And the Para Cup happening in Dawson Creek, November 30th to December the 6th. Greg Westlake from the Canadian National Para Hockey Team, thanks for joining us here today.
Hey, thanks for having me.